to the Mental Breakdown Morning Show. I'm Dr. Bernie Wilkinson.
I'm Dr. Richard Marshall.
And it's a wonderful October 27th, 2016. It's a nice Thursday morning. Feels good outside.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great day.
We are on today, the slide to the weekend.
And today started out better than yesterday.
In many ways. Yeah, so. We all got up on time.
That's right.
No, we didn't drop anything.
nothing broke today.
Right.
The computers were working. Everything was going well today, right. So that's good.
That's right. Coffee's good.
That's well. Thank you. I made a coffee this morning. So today is letters from the listeners
letters
day.
From listeners, right?
And we have a great letter from a mother named Liz.
Liz, okay.
And this is what she wrote. She said, "I'm a frequent listener to your podcast and totally agree with your stance on the importance of diet and a healthy lifestyle."
Okay.
Thanks, Liz.
Good.
Appreciate that. "The other day, my 13-year-old daughter came home from school and informed me that she is now a vegan. My family is a meat and potato family, so how do I respond to my daughter's newest fad?"
I'm chuckling because this one comes up often.
It does.
And especially with teenagers, especially 13, 14, 15, they decide that they're going to be a vegan. Because everybody else, well,
they decide to be a vegan, or they decide something that's very, not very characteristic of their family that they come from.
That's right. It might be.
It could be a different religion.
It could be an atheist. You know, they grow up in a very religious family, and the teenager comes home and says, "I'm an atheist." Or
what I love is when they do that, but they can barely pronounce the word.
Right.
And you think somebody at school is talking to you about something, right. And I'm not sure what it is. So Liz, this is a great question. It's not at all an uncommon concern that parents have,
right.
Because we you know, as children are going through adolescence, as we progress through it, as we've talked about before, this is a time when they're really working almost overtly working to separate themselves and distance themselves from their family.
That's right. That's really what's going on here, is
right.
That teenagers. There's this biological thing called puberty, okay?
Yes.
And once you hit puberty, you begin the separation from your parents, which you need to do because puberty is about reproduction,
right?
And you can't have reproduction in your own home or in your own family. So there is this necessary process of separation.
Yeah.
In some families, it's very easy. It occurs later. In other families, it occurs very early and can be very difficult.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And what kids or teenagers tend to do is that they see some of these perspectives that their family holds, and as soon as they're introduced to the idea of something oftentimes diametrically opposed to that of their family, they will become very, very interested in it, and they will jump to it and want to learn as much as they can about it, and as Liz's daughter did, take it on as, well, okay, this is what I am now.
That's right. What was the show with Michael J. Fox? Was it Family Ties?
Mm-hmm.
Where he was their son. They had been hippies. The parents were baby boomers.
Yes.
Hippies. And so their son became a very conservative Republican who wore suits to school, to high school and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So he was the... So, you know, his parents rebelled against their parents and became... So there's this generational divide that is characteristic of those difficult teenage years.
Right.
And so this becomes one of those issues. You know, how do I differ from my parents?
Right.
Which is the beginning of the separation process. And
Well,
I disagree on, or I differ in all of these areas.
Right.
One of them is food.
Absolutely. And it's because it's something that's easily controlled
by
them. And so Liz, when it comes to your specific question, I think that the important thing to do is to not squash or reject or minimize or put down her ideas or her goals in any way. I think, you know, part of what you want to do is say, okay, you know, let's have a conversation about it, because it is a different diet than what we have here in our family. And so let's talk about what that means, because it may call for different shopping.
It
may call for different cooking. And so you're going to need to take on some responsibility for some of this and kind of walk her through that process and make sure that she's fully aware.
Yeah. Step one, Liz, I think, is to suppress the urge to criticize or negate or belittle the decision.
Right.
The first thing we have to do is we have to legitimize the decision, mm-hmm. because otherwise it becomes a wedge issue.
Right.
And there are enough wedge issues during adolescence. You don't want to make this one a wedge. It's really not that important.
Right.
And you also know that it probably is a phase.
Right.
But don't say that.
Right.
Because that denigrates, that right. diminishes the decision. It also provides a wonderful opportunity for teaching.
Right.
That you and your daughter can work on together. I would see it as a positive because it brings you two together
right.
in ways that maybe you wouldn't have had.
It brings you together while she's trying to pull apart,
right.
which is really a great thing to do. Right. And as you're having this conversation with her, you know, you're going to bring up really important things because you're going to say, what kind of things do you mm-hmm. eat? Because perhaps you know that your daughter does not eat vegetables. Well, okay. So what are you going to eat? And as she goes through the list of things and, you know, if she says, well, you know, and maybe I'll have chocolate this. Well, you know that chocolate has milk in it and mm-hmm. milk is a dairy product and vegans right. don't consume anything that comes from. And so making sure that she's fully educated right. in a gentle and educational way, as opposed to well, you know that you're not going to be able to have your favorite mm-hmm. food anymore.
Right.
You know, that kind of sort of pejorative.
Yeah, it's a negative view of the whole thing.
Right.
And it
right.
needn't be, because, you know, your first obligation as a parent is to keep her healthy. So
right.
the first thing you're going to have to do is say, okay, how then do we get proteins and mm-hmm, how do we get mm-hmm. calcium and how do we get these different things that you really need?
Mm-hmm.
That's part of the education process.
Right.
You can be doing that together. And then you start making decisions about what are we going to eat and what are we going to eliminate?
Right. And if you're open to it in this way,
right.
The reality is that she's going to come home one weekday with this idea. You didn't mention which day it was, but the idea, she probably came home some weekday after school, of course, and you've already got a refrigerator full of food and mm-hmm. you're not planning to go to the grocery store maybe for another week or so. And so you need to have that conversation with her. Okay, let's talk about what you can eat.
Right.
And then let's see how we can make it from now until the next time we go to the grocery store. Because,
right.
you know, again, the reality is that we can't go to the grocery store, you know, necessarily every day to change
right.
your diet and,
right.
and change the things that you're going to have. So let's talk about what we have here that you can eat until we can get to the grocery store, and then we'll make a list that you need then.
Right. And all that planning is a good bonding experience. You know,
absolutely.
It really pulls the two of you together. So you've turned this whole thing around that instead of becoming controversial or adversarial, you turn it into a cooperative effort between the two
right.
of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Because once she has to do all this work on her, it's not easy. Being
that's the thing.
A vegetarian is one thing.
Right.
Vegan is a difficult life choice.
Right.
And she's probably not going to stay with it too long.
Right.
Because it's hard. It's
it's
a very time-consuming process.
Right.
And typically, teenagers will do it for a while and then say, dude, this is just worth it.
Right. And having a nice conversation about it informs her of the full magnitude of it. You know,
mm-hmm.
she may have just talked to somebody at school
right.
who says that they're a vegan.
Maybe
who knows
they are,
if they are or,
that's right.
or not, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so she has this ideal, if I'm a vegan, this will happen or that will happen, or I'll look like this or I'll look like that. And you know, the reality is that, like you said, it's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
It's difficult to do.
And
so.
if she's really willing to stay with it and she eats a healthy mm-hmm. diet, again, that will be to her benefit.
Right.
You know, so you have a win-win here if you play it right. But you can't disagree and argue and fight about it.
Right, mm-hmm. right. So Liz, I hope that helps. You know, just talk to her. Entertain the idea. Give her information and support her as much as you can. You know, certainly you're not going to change the entire family, and you would ask her, you know, don't expect the entire family to change.
Right. We're not going to be vegan.
Right.
Right.
This is a choice
mm-hmm.
that you've made, but
right.
but I'm still going to, you know, cook meat and
right.
dairy and everything that we're going to have. So, you know, just be open to it, be welcoming of
right.
it, let her explore this and when she decides to switch back, say, mm-hmm. okay, well, that sounds great.
Right.
We're going to have some fried chicken tonight, so here we go.
We're going to celebrate by having
That's
Kentucky
right.
fried chicken.
That's right. So, all right. Well,
good question, though. It really is. And
absolutely.
I think, again, our philosophy always is legitimize, respect their decisions, work with them. Don't let it become a wedge issue.
Right.
Don't let it become divisive, something you argue about. There's a lot of other things you're going to be arguing about, or you'll want to argue about.
Mm-hmm.
And do it together and keep her healthy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, all right. Well, that's it for today.
Good.
Have a great day. Get out and exercise a little bit and enjoy the cooler weather. And we will see you bright and early tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning.
All right. Have a great day.
Good day.
Bye-bye.